This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, urgent prayers needed for Afghanistan and Haiti. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
In John chapter 16, Jesus told his followers that, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Our world is full of turmoil today, and we are calling for prayer for the situations in Afghanistan and Haiti. On Saturday, August 14th, Haiti suffered a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake, and the poverty-stricken nation has already confirmed more than 1,300 deaths, 2,800 injuries, and thousands are still missing. Convoy of Hope already began jumping into action with their relief and is ready to distribute their supplies to the suffering. Hal Donaldson, the president and co-founder of Convoy of Hope, said that the people of Haiti have been through so much, and the country is still recovering from the earthquake of 2010. Our hearts and prayers go out to those affected by this earthquake, and Convoy of Hope will continue to bring hope to the people of Haiti in these days ahead. Pray that Christian relief organizations are able to bring physical and spiritual help to the needy. Pray for the suffering Haitian people, and pray that they will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. In Afghanistan, after 20 years of U.S. armed forces helping keep the Taliban from power, the void left by the departing American troops empowered the Taliban to rush by force and take power in the Middle Eastern nation. Even after President Joe Biden said, "There is going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States in Afghanistan," helicopters were seen evacuating the embassy. Afghanistan has been seeing the gospel flourish and is the second fastest growing church in the world. That obviously is making the devil mad because the Taliban is targeting Christians for extermination. Worship leader and missionary Sean Foyt tweeted that, "The Taliban has sent out letters to churches across Afghanistan saying, 'We know who you are and we're coming for you.'" He commented that the rise of persecution is here. The church must pray. The scene at the Kabul airport was tragic as Afghanis were seen clinging to the outside of airplanes on the runways, trying to escape the terror as the Taliban takeover. Video showed people who couldn't hold on any longer falling from the sky. Pray for the Afghani people as they are in fear for their lives. Pray that God's hand of protection will guide the Christians. Pray that Afghanistan will see God move mightily and come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.